Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us. I'm Tammy Gaskell. I'm the director of the Roelof Janssen Community Library in Copaig, New York, and I'm joined today by Gretchen Hotchmeister, the director at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Connecticut. And today we are going on this prelude to Memorial Day weekend, talk about our summer activities and summer reading in particular. Summers are always a very busy time at our library, and I'm sure they are at libraries around the area. So Gretchen, why don't you start out and tell us a little bit about what your summers are like and what you have planned.
It's always a busy time, and we've already seen an uptick this month gradually as things get more crowded around here, more traffic in the library, and more people in general in town. I was in the shopping center parking lot the other night, and it was really crowded. So we know it's almost summer. But our largest focus is our Kids Summer Reading Program, which will kick off on June 16th after, I think school is over by then, I hope, but there were a lot of snow days, so I'm not sure what the last day of school is. But from 4:30 to 6:30 on Tuesday, June 16th, we have our kickoff, and our theme this summer is Plant a Seed, Read, and there'll be tons of fun stuff happening. The kids can register. They'll pick up a swag bag with all their stuff to get started on their summer reading journey, and they can also stay here that afternoon for games, a scavenger hunt, a bookmark making station, and ice cream. And that program, the summer reading, will run through Sunday, August 2nd, and we will have our big finale. We have a kids' summer reading carnival to wrap things up on Sunday the 2nd from 11:30 to 2 with carnival games, magician, face painting, balloon animals, and an ice cream emergency bus. So that'll be really fun for everyone who's worked hard on their summer reading. And in between, there are many weekly activities, crafts, and things happening. And we have a special event on July 7th. We'll have Charlie in the Bubble Factory. I don't know if you guys have had him, Tammy. I recommend him highly. His incredible, unbelievable interactive bubble show was a huge hit last summer. So he's coming back on the 7th of July out on the lawn. It's incredible, his bubble making devices and the bubbles that he makes, and he was a big hit. So we're looking forward to him. And then we have a new fun activity this summer. We have a new French language immersion for very young children with two women who will be teaching, doing fun immersive language games, movement, crafts, and more. And that will start on Thursdays from 5 to 6, and that begins on June 18th and runs through most of the summer. So we have a lot of stuff. We'll also have adult summer reading with challenges, with a bingo board, and then you can return your board to us and be entered into a contest for a prize, and we'll have lots of challenges. We like to encourage people to read outside of their normal reading box or comfort zone, so it should be a lot of fun. And then we also have our 250th activities happening, and I encourage locals to check out our website. There's a whole group of us here in town on the Green and Sharon who are working together to plan the 4th of July, and there are many festivities happening, so please check that out. How about you, Tammy? I know you always have a ton of great stuff going on.
Well, this year's it's a little bit of a transition year for us in some ways. So we are have just hired a new children's librarian, and he's not starting until later in June when school gets out, since he's working in a school. So we're a little behind on planning activities for kids. So we do have our summer reading kickoff. Ours is a little later than yours. Ours is on June 27th, where we have a concert with Tom Selling, some fun movement and music program for kids, and kids will be able to pick up their. We also have bingo cards for kids as well as reading logs, and we hope to plan some other activities to go along with that in about a month. We also take our summer reading on the road, and that'll start a little bit earlier. That'll start actually next weekend on May 30th. Our local farmers market is now back in session on Saturdays, and we go over there and take our story times and activities to the farmers market every Saturday morning, starting May 30th. So if you want to find us on Saturday, that's where we are, Saturday mornings at the farmers market.
I think that's such a great outreach that you do.
Yeah,
wonderful.
The Copaic Hillsdale Farmers Market, so that starts May 30th. We also go to all the town camps. Each of the towns in our service area, Hillsdale, Copaic, and Ankrum, have a town camp starting in early July. And we make several visits to each of those camps throughout the summer for activities as well. And then we also invite all of the camps to the library for one big program in mid-July. So the kids all come here and we'll have a program with Birds of Prey where they get to, you know, learn about and see a number of both birds of prey and reptiles. And they always really enjoy that. It's always a fun activity. And this year we have a brand new pavilion that we had a ribbon cutting for last week. So that is now open and available for outdoor programs. So we're really looking forward to using that for a lot of kids programs this summer, as well as adult programs. We'll be having our concerts out there. Our Tai Chi class will be meeting out there. So we're really looking forward to the summer activities in the pavilion.
That's great. I can't wait. I'm going to come over and visit you sometime to see the pavilion. It sounds excellent to be able to utilize the outdoor space like that.
Yeah, we've long wanted to do so. We've got a lot of property, but we didn't have any shade or protection from the rain. So now we have both. So that's something we're really looking forward to using. As for adults, we also have reading challenges for adults like you. We have bingo cards and other opportunities to try to stretch your reading horizons and like read a little bit outside your comfort zone as well, to get exposed to some different genres and different authors. And again, like you, we also have a raffle for our prizes for those who complete their reading challenges. So other than those, what other kinds of programs do you have? There's summer reading programs. What other kinds of programs do you have going on this summer or in the next couple of months?
We have our Lunch and Learn program twice a month on Fridays, the second and fourth Friday. That continues through the summer. This coming Friday, we'll be showing the movie Royal Wedding with Fred Astaire and Jane Powell. I believe this is the one where he dances on the ceiling when the room actually sort of spins around him. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. So that will be this Friday at 12:30. And we have some adult crafting programs coming, including a flag garland making workshop with Anne Cameron. It's a Scandinavian tradition for various holidays to make strings with banners, and we will have supplies, and she will guide people, and we're going to have examples of things to do for the 4th of July. And in conjunction with the 4th of July approaching, we also have a master wildlife conservationist from the area. Her name is Ginny Apple, and she will be coming to speak about bald eagles on Saturday, June 13th at the library. She's very popular and comes to a lot of the libraries in our corner of the world, and she will be here again talking about bald eagles. So that should be fun on the 13th. And we have our big one of our big fundraisers coming up on June 6th, our annual gala, soiree, and auction. There's more information on our website about that. And then we're always building up to our big annual book signing, which is July 31st, and then the weekend of August 1st and 2nd, a whole weekend of amazing authors and a cookbook event on Saturday. We have brunches and dinners with authors. We have all kinds of stuff going on, and I'll have more details when we talk next. But we're always busy in the summer leading up to that as well, and plus the local town 4th of July events, which I encourage everyone to check out on the website. And what about you?
So we have, every summer, we have a series of concerts, once a month, and our first concert is actually this weekend on the 23rd, which will be the Luke Franco Trio. That concert will actually be indoors because they will be using our piano, which we are not taking out to the pavilion. But we expect they're a local jazz trio, and we expect a nice turnout for that, which should be a lot of fun. Our next concert, though, will be in the Pavilion in June. On June 28th, we have the Eagles Stage Band, which is like a big band era brass band that would be way too loud to have you in the library. So we will be outdoors, sort of Tanglewood style, in our Pavilion for that concert, and that's always a lot of fun when they're here. We have concerts also July, August, September, and October, always on the last Sunday of the month. They're all Sunday at 4 o'clock, so keep an eye on our calendar for those. This month coming up, we have a few webinars. We don't do a lot of webinars in the summer because, you know, we tend to think people prefer those in the winter when they don't want to get out so much. But we do have a couple of tech labs this June, including June 3rd. We have a tech lab online webinar on library apps, so you can learn all about Libby, Hoopla, Canopy, Blackstone Audio, all the different apps that you can use to access library resources. If you want to sign up for that, just contact the library and we'll get you the link. Then on June 24th, we have another tech lab on generative AI. So if you've ever wondered what it is, how to use it, what the different AI platforms are, that's a good opportunity to learn a little bit more about AI. And the other webinar we have, related to the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, on June 4th, we are having a webinar on the wartime refugee crisis in the Hudson Valley during the Seven Years' War, so just before the Revolution, from 1754 to 1763. This is a discussion of how that war affected the Mohican and Munsee-speaking populations in the Hudson Valley. Should promises to be a very interesting talk. Other than that, we have our regular weekly Tai Chi classes, our monthly nonfiction, fiction, and YA book clubs, our weekly community still life program. We thought it might not continue through the summer, but by popular demand, it will. It's an opportunity for people who just want to learn to draw or paint or to come and do so in a supportive setting with other like-minded people. We set up a little still life every week, and our one of our staff members, who is an artist herself, sort of helps guide people every week with that, and that's a lot of fun. So those are the main things we have scheduled for now, and there may well be more, so keep checking our calendar. How about reading? What are you reading these days, Gretchen?
I am reading a couple of novels at the same time, which I usually don't do, but I'm listening to one and reading the other. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading The Land in Winter by Andrew Miller, and I'm thinking maybe you read that one. Did you talk about that?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so people have heard about that, but I'm really enjoying it. About a harsh winter in the early 60s in England, and two couples who live close to one another in a small rural village. One is a farm, and the other, the husband is a doctor, and the two wives are pregnant at the same time, and it's, sort of slow-burning tension is building. Mm-hmm. I'm not finished yet, but I think some secrets will be revealed, and I'm enjoying it. It's beautiful writing, and I'm listening to a translation of a new book that's very popular in the German-speaking world right now called Lazar by mm-hmm. Nelio Biedermann, and he is a 24-year-old Swiss writer. I think he's around 24. He's still in university, and it's taken Europe by storm, and it's a family saga based on some characters or ancestors in his own family in Hungary, and it covers the entire 20th century, or the two world wars, the first part of the 20th century, I should say, starting around 1900 with various generations of this family. It's very good. Some critics have compared it to Buddenbrook's. I don't know yet if he's going to live up to Thomas Mann, but he's definitely a good writer, and it kind of has a gothic-y edge to it, and it's a little, there's some almost fairy tale like aspects, some magical realism, maybe you could say, in the novel. So I recommend it. It's quite good. And what about you? What are you reading?
So I just finished another novel in translation that's been taking the world by storm, and that's actually the first volume of On the Calculation of Volume by Solveig.
You made the commitment.
I made a commitment. Well, I've read the first volume. I'm taking a little break before I read the second volume. But if you haven't heard of it yet, this is a seven-volume work mega novel. It's a time loop novel. It's about Tara Stelter, who is a antique book dealer who becomes stuck in November 18th, and it's a Groundhog Day theme. So she is reliving this one day over and over again. And in this first volume, she's doing it alone. She's she seems to be the only one stuck in this day. Her husband, Thomas, is not, and he continues living through time in its usual sequence. And she has to explain to him every day what's happened to her, and he gets it and understands. And they're trying to figure out why and what the details of this are, like what things change, what things don't. But eventually, you know, she's doing this over and over and over again. She withdraws and is sort of living secluded in her own house, kind of a ghost in her own house. It's very, as you can imagine, it's repetitive, but it's not boring. It's peaceful. I'd say calm. It's not a lot of tension, but it's thought provoking, and I'm looking forward to reading the second volume. The fourth volume just came out, so a lot of people are going back and reading those earlier ones now. We have a lot of holds on those, and the fifth one will be out in the fall. So a lot of interest.
And it's a pretty long book, isn't it?
It's what?
Is it a long book?
All seven together will be quite long. Each individual volume is not very long.
Okay.
A couple hundred pages, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. I might have to give that a try. I've heard other good things about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are your patrons reading?
Our most checked out books in the last few weeks have been The Things We Never Say by Elizabeth Strout, her latest novel, The Keeper by Tana French, which I think we've talked about before, the third in her trilogy about the American detective who's moved to Ireland. Sorry, his name escapes me right now.
Right.
And pardon me?
Yeah, me too. I can't remember his name.
I can't think of his name. And Val McDermott's new book, Silent Bones, has been popular, and also the collaboration between the actress Viola Davis and author James Patterson called Judge Stone has been quite popular. The most requested book, I can finally say The Correspondent has fallen off of that list. It's not at the top anymore. It's given up its first spot, and now it's Theo of Golden by Alan Levi, and also the nonfiction memoir Strangers by Belle Burden. A memoir of her, the dissolution of her marriage, which has had a lot of publicity the last couple of months. That has now, those two are holding the top spots on our hold list. How about over at your place?
Yeah, similar. For the first time in a while, The Correspondent is not at the top of the list. It's still high up there, but it's not the very top. And Elizabeth Strauss, The Things We Never Say is also the most popular book right now. Other than that, it's Carol Claire Burke's Yesteryear, a novel about a trad wife influencer who wakes to find herself back in 1855. And you follow her as she struggles to escape what is a harsh life by her standards, and explores the gender roles, motherhood, fame. So that's second to Things We Never Say. And then also Lazar, as you just talked about, the novel by Muriel Biederman is very popular right now.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear people are reading that. That's excellent.
They are. They are. So I'll have to put it on my list as well. It sounds quite interesting. Do you have any other news you want to share before we sign off for another month?
We have a brand new sign at our library. So if you're driving along the green in Sharon, check out our beautiful new sign, which took us a while to get completed, but we have it now, and it's beautiful. I think that's about it. How about you?
Just that we have our annual fundraiser is usually in early June, but this year we've moved it to July 11th, and we're moving it to our new pavilion. It's now the party at the pavilion. So if you want to support the library, that's a great opportunity, and you can come check out our beautiful new space. I'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.